We live yet?
Yeah, bro, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
You sure we hit that record button and that?
Yeah, fam. Everything is good, yeah, man. Everything is good.
Calm.
Listen, you know what, bro? Before we start, yeah, I just want to say, listen, apologies to all the viewers and all the listeners and everything. Last two episodes, we've had a little hiccup with the sounds and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know? But we promise that it's going to get better, though, isn't it, bro?
Yeah, I'll take working on it.
I'll take the blame for it.
You know what I'm saying? We take the blame for that.
Yeah, bro. I say you take the blame for it.
Oh, so you see, I thought that we are collective. Or something, bro.
No, I thought we are collective,
but this guy just let me out there to drive.
Throwing you under the bus,
this guy. No, this guy did not just throw me under the bus, bro. You threw me in front of the train, bro. You know what I'm saying?
To get sliced,
I'm telling you, bro. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. I just thought we should just let you guys know on that, bro. You know what I'm saying? The sounds are gonna get better. Obviously, it's a work in progress and everything, but we're gonna get there, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But on a positive note, though, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? On a positive note, yeah, we will say congratulations to Nigeria, bruv. Ask me why, bruv.
Well, I don't even know why.
That was a statistic that came out. That Nigeria is the second most prayerful country in the world, bruv.
Oh, the second most prayerful.
The second most prayerful country in the world, bruv.
Big ups.
No, but we did pray.
We did pray that.
Prayer is key. You lot should be proud of it. For real, you need to be proud of that, bro.
Nah, bro. Allow that, bruv.
When the trumpet rings...
That means a lot of you are going to heaven.
No, but prayer is not actually the key.
It's not actually the key, but yeah. It opens gates. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does. If you get in the habit.
Listen, bro, this is what I said. Yeah, the first country is Afghanistan.
Mm. Is it?
The first country is Afghanistan by 96%.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And they poor die.
Guy, no, they associate.
No, I'm going somewhere with this, bro.
No, I know you're going somewhere with this, but don't associate religion to wealth.
Can you not step on my jokes, bruv? You guys that do this all the time, bro.
No.
Can we have some good time here, bro?
I'm a religious brother.
Fam, you're not.
I'm a religious brother.
All right, cool. No wala. You know what I'm saying? Afghanistan, 96%.
Don't tell me, say, make any scriptures or make a... No, don't ask me about...
We know you're joking, bro. We know you're joking, my guy.
I don't know if it's joking or not.
My man is going to try and come back at me.
Listen, Afghanistan first, Nigeria second, Algeria third, Senegal fourth, Djibouti fifth, Iran, Iraq, Niger, Indonesia.
Wait, so Nigeria is the only African country in the top 10?
No, bro.
No, Djibouti.
Algeria.
Yeah, you have Algeria, you have Senegal, you have Djibouti, you have Niger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And meanwhile, the likes of China... 1%, UK 6%, Switzerland 8%, Austria 8%, Germany, Estonia.
Where the hell is Ghana?
Oh, no, they pray now. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, and China and the rest of them are the least prayerful countries.
I thought China would be more, though.
Nah, bro.
You think they're a bit more, yeah. It's just like the tradition is just to be like that. It's not like they are praying, cast out.
I'm surprised Nigeria is even second.
Why?
Because I was thinking Islamic countries would be up there, like the likes of Afghanistan.
But we've got the two mix, though.
That's Islamic side and Christian.
Because if you go every corner in Nigeria, you see the way we have corner shops here. Nah, churches there, bro.
people they turn their houses, their homes into
garage and everything, bro.
Yeah, no, it's not
garage, car park, everything, room in the house.
You know, there's a church in my house, actually.
What you mean in your
back
house?
Back in Ghana.
What you mean in your house?
On Sundays, they have a church in my house.
In your living room, on my compound.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. So like the front bit, like the car park area, they turn into a church.
How do you guys cope with that?
Your uncle, Tom Pastor, saying what happened?
Nah, so basically, my brother met
this guy.
I know this guy. This is a very foolish boy. This is a very foolish boy.
Now you give him upside.
Wait, do you think he asked you that question in a clean mind? Did I use clean mind?
Very clean mind. Though, this guy.
Okay, go on, go on, go on. Go on.
My head, forgive my head, them. I could see you with my head.
I know.
Go on.
Nah, I don't know how exactly it happened, but one of my brothers had a connection
with God.
With no, not per se, with a man of God. See, why they look up? I don't go continue. I'm done.
No, listen, nah.
Listen, bro.
You guys are mad.
But this is the thing, bro. My whole thing here is, how is it that successful countries, are the least prayerful, but the ones where pray die, now them poor. That means the least prayerful ones, they use their common sense, do something. This was them. Now only, God will provide.
God will provide. God will save us.
God will save us, bruv. I'm telling you.
It's true, yeah. I mean, I'm back on now.
Yeah, but you're back on.
The poorest countries always look, they want something to look up to. And then the easiest thing to look up to is religion.
It's called mysticism. Mysticism. You know what I'm saying? Mysticism. You know?
What's the meaning of mysticism?
When you're believing in something, you believe that something out there will save you, some spiritual whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just one of them ones, bro. That are waiting, they use deceive us.
No. I think them for those countries that pray too much, we're being okay, because it's us. We're from these
countries, yeah,
exactly. so it's us. The why we're like that, I think, in my opinion, is I think we're being told this is how you need to, that you need to expect God to come and deliver you. You know, so you don't work hard toward, or you don't see the fault of the government, like, because over here, when something goes wrong, nobody's saying, go, why make God come bless us and change the situation. No. They're saying, boom, you're the head of web, if it's education, you're the head of education, why are you not sorting things out? But back home, instead of pointing out that the government were wanting to talk to play for a special arrangement so God can bless us. No, but it's true though.
I'm telling you, brother.
We want every other person to be suffering. Why God will just choose little old me and bless.
Exactly.
What's the, there's the word for it. Unwarranted blessing. I'm like, I can't remember. There's a wording for it, bruv.
I forgot it, bro.
Ah, the blessing that you don't want, but you're saying you take blessing.
Yeah, take blessing, bruv.
That's the way, I mean.
And gambling and everything, bruv.
No, but then again, I still believe in prayers, bro.
No, I believe in prayers and everything, but then at the same time, there's a reason why, we have this thing in our head called the brain. Use it. It's a computer. You know what I'm saying? We are the computer, and the computer has, what's it called again? A CPU. We learn that for secondary school now.
Central processing unit.
Exactly. This our central processing unit there, Make people use that, bruv. You got me, bruv. You get me. Life on location. Welcome to Fresh Off The Boat Podcast.
Yep.
Fresh Off The Boat Show. Salute to all the freshers around the world. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with us. And for that, make it a collect clap. You get me?
Yep.
It's your boy Toby and your boy Kels and your boy Cole, the three-headed monsters. We are back again. Nobody does it like us. The vibe starts here and stops here. You know what I mean? The culture curators, bruv. We are here, bruv. If you want the vibe, we give them to you. If you want the shit, we give them to you.
Easily.
And anything, what you hear for here? Not true.
Tell them, you know what I'm saying?
Like Kelly say, if I talk, that's it, bruv. Whether you believe him, even if I'm lying, it's all right.
That's your problem.
It's all right. You know what I'm saying? Bruv. But salute to you guys, bruv.
Listen,
if you've not subscribed yet, subscribe to the channel, bruv, on YouTube. You got me? If you're watching this already, I assume that you're watching on YouTube, bruv. So subscribe. I don't know what you're waiting for. Watch the videos, bruv. Leave a like, leave a comment, share it, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Or tell an enemy to tell a friend.
Because they got friends too.
You know
what I'm saying? And also, we are on your audio platforms as well. Your Spotify's, your Apple Podcasts, your Amazon Podcasts, your Google Podcasts.
Everywhere.
You know, your Pineapple Podcasts. Tangerine.
Yep.
Breadfruit.
Clementine.
Popo. We're everywhere, bro. You know what I'm saying? So you can listen to us all day, man. You know, and also, what's it called again? Zero rate us or something like that?
Rate
the episodes and everything.
Rate the episodes.
You know what I'm saying? Because we are getting big. And bigger, and bigger, bigger. You know what I'm saying? And also, just before we start, yeah, if you have experience in setting up live streaming and everything, because we are looking into recording our podcast live, so that as people are commenting on it, we are recording all that. So the whole live streaming thing, we don't have experience in it. I don't. You go, I'm saying, I don't know if this gentleman do.
No, I don't.
There you go. So if you know anyone, yeah, or if you're yourself and you're in the UK, no tell us say you day Niger, no tell us say you day Kavanchan. Are you in the UK? Are you in London and everything? Please reach out to us
in the DMs and everything, bro.
Will love to work with you though. You get what I'm saying? Because we want to start putting our finger live streaming, and then we also want to start putting the video in Patreon as well, bruv. Behind the paywall. You get me? Yeah, because we need to start making some business moves and that, bro. For real. Fam, should we start, yeah?
Well, we started already.
You
bro.
Ready, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this then. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, now. You see that line? That San Francisco jamming. The guy used that to die. Yeah. You go, man. The guy used that thing, that anthem, bro.
We used a couple of other songs.
Yeah. That shit was trending everything, bro. You get me? Bam. We got so much to touch on today, man. Mm-hmm. You go, man. We got so many exciting topics to touch on today, my guy. You know? So, we are going to be touching on DJ Vlad shoots at Drake and DJ Khaled regarding the situation in you know where and you know why. And obviously we have another dose of Jada Pinkett. We normally get the weekly doses from Jada Pinkett. You get me?
It's become a thing.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? And also we are going to do our tunes of the week. You know, I don't want us to leave that, because that's a segment that we enjoy really talking about. You get what I mean? So we're going to touch on that. And then also we are going to touch on Rema and Ice Spice. They got a new tune. And we're also going to touch on Lil Durk featuring Burna Boy.
Burna.
You know what I mean? The new song. Obviously the beef. The beef between Davido and Sam Clef.
Sam Clef, no, ni.
And also, the beef between Dotun and the band.
Dotun, yeah.
You know? And then the situation that Kiss Daniel got himself into. You get what I mean? So we got some exciting topics today, bro.
It's packed, yeah?
Yeah, bro. So let's jump into that, man.
What port are we staring at?
We are gonna go to the States by way of Canada, bruv. You get what I mean?
By way of Canada, yeah.
By way of Canada, bruv. You get me?
Cold ass country.
Yeah, man. You know, obviously we know the whole situation that's been going on for the last week or so. You get what I mean? And shout out to everybody that is pushing P. You get what I mean? Everybody that is pushing P, salute to them, bruv. You get what I mean?
That's the word for it.
That's just what it is, bruv. You get what I mean? Pushing P, bruv. You get me? Because the reason why I say that is, I don't know if you guys know. There is a war on social media right now, bro. You get me? The EU committee or the EU union or whatever, they are clamping down on social media right now because they see that they are losing the war right now on there.
Also, if you go against the grain kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So they are calling in misinformation and everything. They sent a memorandum, a notice to Facebook and said, listen, if you don't contain those information that is out there right now, you are going to be charged $2
billion. Two billy.
So obviously Facebook had to do what they had to do. YouTube is doing what they need to do. You get what I'm saying? But the only person that say lie, not Elon Musk. You get what I'm saying? He said hell no.
The X-Master. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? The X-Master. You get me? And to be honest with you, no word of a lie, without Twitter, yeah, I think Twitter played a very big role in allowing information to be out there on both sides.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because without him, it would have been just one-sided information.
Like we are getting on the most media now.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like how it's always been for a very long time.
Yeah,
So I'm personally going to salute the guy, man. You get me? But then as this whole thing was going on, Vlad TV, DJ Vlad, for people that I know, he came out, yeah? And this was what he said. Before I read it out, should artists, should celebrities, do they have an obligation to speak out when there is, let's say, political unrest in countries?
Where they're from or where they're, you know.
Where they are from, yeah, around the world, yeah, or wherever. Do they have an obligation to?
No. If it's yes or simple, you want a simple yes or no?
Simple yes or no?
No.
They should not.
I don't think they should be obligated to.
Obviously, if they're
It's entirely up to them, I feel like. I mean, at the end of the day, I know they are artists. They've got a platform. They've got, you know, following or whatnot. But they are still human beings like each and every one of us.
Yeah.
So they should be able to decide what they want to do. They should not have to do it under any obligation.
You know what? Salute to you guys. You get what I'm saying? Because I threw out a curveball right there.
You want to say yes or something?
I thought you guys were going to say yes. You guys have walked into the trap because you know why?
Why?
I want to say, I need to walk back what I said a couple podcasts ago.
I think I remember, but anyway, go on.
What do you think I wanted to say?
No, go on.
Go on. Do your thing, bro.
All right, cool. I want to walk back what I said. You know what I mean? Because when the whole thing was happening in Nigeria, the whole politics during the election time, that a lot of people were coming out Burna Boy. I was one of the people that said he should have spoken out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But looking back, I'm thinking about it right now. Like you said, right? He should choose whether to do that or not.
Yes,
he has called himself, you know, African giant and all those things and everything. You know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, like you said, he's a human being as well. Just like us, we choose whether to speak out or not. So I think he should be afforded that luxury as well. Or that, is it luxury?
Yeah,
or whatever
luxury,
it is.
Liberty, whatever you want.
You know what I'm saying? To speak out or not. You get me? So I will walk that back. You know what I'm saying? I was wrong when it came to that.
We appreciate you walking back on that.
I'm not like you guys. Listen, I am not like you guys.
Yeah.
You guys never walk anything back. Instead, you guys go try and swim. That's Kelly, bro. Kissy Kelly.
You've been stubborn when it comes to shit like that, though.
Like what?
Like walking back.
No, no, but the thing with him is in his quiet time, he knows.
He knows. Okay,
No, the thing is, I'm really wrong. I'm really wrong. But when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. Yeah, I always come out and say I'm wrong. Kelly never does.
Kelly
will find a way and swivel.
There's been a few times. There's few times where I've been wrong and I've said like the Chris Brown thing. Like
you never came out and say
Kelly. Kelly na lawyer.
Opportunity, Kelly. No, come and say I was wrong.
No, obviously, if you're gonna compare like that, but yeah, I was wrong. If that's the word you're talking about, obviously, I know why.
But
there's a context to
that's
why.
That's always a boss.
It's good you've come out though. Yeah, it's wrong. Is wrong.
Yeah. So this is what he said. He said, "Has anyone noticed that the most famous Jewish person on earth, Drake, and the most famous Palestinian person on earth, DJ Khaled, haven't said a single thing about the Gaza-Israel conflict? It's not like Drake is too busy. He's been writing paragraphs about Joe Budden hurting his feelings about his new album. DJ Khaled has been working overtime promoting his new Jordan sneakers, but both of them have been silent on this topic. Why is that? It's because both are so thirsty to maintain their relevance that they wouldn't dare risk insulting a segment of their fan base. Heaven forbid that Drake might debut at number 2 behind Taylor Swift because some of his Palestinian fans chose not to stream his album. And it would be the end of the world if DJ Khaled sold a few less sneakers because some Jewish people decided not to buy his Jordans. That's the difference between artists of today and timeless legends like Tupac. You know them well, Pac would be the first one to speak out about something so close to home." So that's the statement from DJ.
Very harsh, bro. I hear it.
Very, very harsh. Very, very harsh. Gentlemen, what do you man think about that?
No, I think that's harsh. Like, even going to what he ended it with, we say that's to say artists like Tupac and that. Like, you could Tupac from time, you could tell he was that kind of guy. Like, these people, they're not just ton artists and then try be somebody else. If you're true and true that person where you want to stay clear of politics or not even staying clear, you don't know anything. Like some of these guys don't even know. Like say you put out a track, you're the most famous guy. Don't mean you're the most intelligent. Maybe Drake, I don't know, but maybe he doesn't have a clue on what's going on ground.
That's true though.
Like the cost of it.
That's true.
So
exactly.
He wouldn't be in no position to be like, okay, but this is my point, this is my statement, this is where I stand, because you really don't know. So he would actually be making a fool of himself if he came out and then chat shit. And people are like, yo, come on, go do your research, bro. So that's why I'm like, yeah, that's harsh. But people are like that. Leave people. There are people that are speaking on it. Let them speak on it. And moreover, whoever they speak on, it's not going to change anything, though. Or do we think it's going to change anything?
No, it's not. It's not. Not directly, but yeah.
Or indirectly. It's going to change that indirectly. How?
I mean, it can rub off the people he's talking about in a way where they will then react and then follow suit.
But also the influence as well. So when they speak out or whatever, let's assume that they speak out, right? They have followers. If they know what they are talking about, because I agree with you.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber jumped out there. He posted a picture of Palestine and wrote on there, "I stand with Israel." And people, I swear to God, people killed him. He had to take it down. Kylie Jenner posted, people killed her. She took it down. Her mom, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people.
So they're just posting based on.
They're just posting because obviously.
But they don't know what it's
you don't
like,
really know what's going on. A lot of people really don't know what's going on. A lot of people, actually started finding out what is happening. You get what I'm saying? So I do agree with Kelly on that. The flip side of the coin is, obviously, if they are celebrities and if that's who they are, if they've always stood on things like this, then that's cool because there are celebrities that have been speaking out. Kehlani has been speaking out. You got me? There are a few people that have been speaking out, you know? But I think, once again, in the West, we have this unhealthy obsession with celebrities. You go, I'm saying, we always, I know I didn't sound like this doing the Bonner conversation. But then obviously I said I'll walk it back, right?
Yeah, no, but look, you looking
at
every
it.
Day.
Yeah, yeah, you got me looking at it. Oh my God, don't tell me you grow every day. This guy, they crazy. So I have to think about the thing right now, bro. Oh, but this guy, they mad about we grow every day. He crazy.
Okay, we learn every day.
And they look at them, and they look at them from...
we learn every day, bro. We learn
grow
every day.
We learn
every day.
Yeah. You grow white hair.
Yeah.
As you get older, so we do grow somehow.
You see things differently, as the day grows, you see things differently.
I don't know.
So just go on.
No, I look at, I don't mean to cut you short, but yeah. I look at them from an angle where I feel like when the ball is in your court, you feel the reason to talk about it more. Like, I don't know where DJ Vlad is from. Do you know what
he's Palestinian.
Exactly, there we go.
No. DJ Vlad.
Oh, Vlad, no. I thought
you
said
no, DJ man. Vlad.
DJ Vlad is Jewish.
He's Jewish. Yeah. So the point I'm trying to speak on is, I feel like when the damage is being done to you or to your people, you feel the need...
Feel obliged.
To speak.
To speak and then expect your people... With the name and the platforms to speak. Like, for example, when you spoke on Bernard's issue, at that time you felt it was okay because it was to do with your people.
Yep, that's another perspective. Yeah, that's...
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So I do not fault DJ Vlad from saying what he's saying because he feels a type of way about it. It's happening to his people.
Directly. And also he's looking at Drake, who's Jewish as well.
Who's Jewish. Bro, if this was happening in Ghana, for example, God forbid, but I would expect
Sarkodie and them to speak
on it.
True.
Like,
true.
To speak for their people.
So do you think that I should take back do you think I should take back my walk back?
You need to...
Leave your walk back.
Leave it there.
Leave your walk back.
The world should understand. They should understand, like, where things like this coming from. You never understand it until it's happening to you your people.
The thing is, at the same time, like someone like Drake, who's like the biggest artist there, right? And the thing is, even if him and DJ Khaled sit down and have conversation, maybe for a camera or whatever, not bashing one side or the other, maybe that would actually help as well. You get what I mean? Like, the whole thing is, people that with influence, they can make a change, you know? But then at the same time, they don't have to do it.
They're not
obligated to do it. You get what I'm saying? And if you look at someone like Drake, he has never come out and stand for anything. His thing is music. DJ Khaled, he has never come out to stand for nothing. His thing is his music and his sneakers. You get what I'm saying? So someone like Pac, yes. You get me? But that was the era that they come from, though. You get me? Like, if you look at that era, Tupac, Michael Jordan, they said he was that type of guy. He wasn't going to come out and do nothing politics. I want to sell sneakers. You get what I'm saying? But then if you look at someone like Tupac, if you look at that era, Muhammad Ali, you know, they were activists in that.
So it
depends on the era. If you come to Nigeria, you know, we have someone like Fela. You know, he was that type of guy.
Yeah.
You get me? He came out, he spoke against the government and everything. You get me? Now, most of the artists today, we're not like that.
His kids
are still like that.
Though. Yeah, his kids are still like that. But that was because, once again, just like Cole says, if you come from that family where he affected you directly and everything, and you have maybe those sort of traumas and everything, you know, you tend to go that way into the whole activism and everything. But most of these people, to be honest, their family have not gone through nothing.
Yeah.
You get me? So, yes, they are sympathetic to the thing, but they are not, they feel like, you know what, listen, I just don't want to get involved.
But the other side of it is the peas, bruv.
Yeah.
They say you can't eat, brother. You cannot, what's the saying? You cut off the hand that's fed you or something.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You can't
exactly,
cut the hand that feeds you.
Nah, you cannot bite that hand, bruv. Some people, that the hand that feeds them, sorry, but some people, the hand that feed them, if they try say pim, yo, that would be biting it.
Fam, they look at Kanye West now. They saw what happened to Kanye West now.
So that fear is there, it's real.
That's a typical example, isn't it?
It's sad.
In real life, all of us were there.
Must say all of us were there.
Yeah, all of us were there. We were watching it.
Were you there?
Kanye West was a billionaire today. Next week, yeah. He wasn't a billionaire no more. Yeah. It's real shit.
Straight up.
Downgraded real quick.
Real shit. You know what I mean?
So, well, not for sure that's the reason, but that is part of the reason why you see people would choose not to take sides.
Yeah.
And, you know, perhaps it makes business sense. I don't know.
That's it, bro. You get what I'm saying? So, we all agree.
No. Yeah.
No, we don't.
They are not obligated to say anything.
No, they are not obligated to. If that's you and you want to speak up, do your thing. The platform is there to do it.
All right, then, cool.
Yeah.
That's it.
They throw Kev balls and that.
They wind up.
Some landmines and that.
Some landmines and that, bro.
You get what I'm saying? Fam, who is tired of Jada Pinkett at this point, bro?
I've been tired of her for a minute now, bro.
I'm not going to lie.
I've never really been a fan, you know.
Well,
I swear you said that you've been a fan of Jada Pinkett.
Of Will Smith. Not of Jada. I've never really been a fan of her like that.
Oh, okay. Same as well.
I still love Will. I've always loved Will. Nah, I've always been a fan. Jada, I don't know. From all those movies and then her, I've never really...
You know. I look at someone like Jada Pinkett, a B-class, C-class actress.
Mm.
I've never looked at her as an A-class or anything. I never for one day, I can't remember thinking, yo, she's sexy as hell.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Maybe because I didn't see her too much. Obviously, I saw her, but she was not in my face, innit? You get what I'm saying? And just looking at the whole thing, you know, I blame Will Smith, to be honest with you. Will Smith. You got me. I said somebody yesterday, Will Smith is one of them type of dudes that you should never listen to when it comes to an issue of relationship. Because he's probably them type of guys who are a happy wife or a happy home. You got what I'm saying? Nah, for real. Him and what's he called again? Steve Harvey. Yeah.
Is it?
Think like a man. That's what he tells women, isn't it? But then when you look at his own relationship, bunch of bullshit. You get what I'm saying? So them type of guy, because when I look at, like, okay, cool, even if you're no longer, the thing is, you guys were no longer together the whole time and we're seeing red carpets. Fam, somebody put together this montage or whatever, of like the eras, like the years from, I believe maybe from like 95 or something, And they are outside and everything. He's trying to kiss her and everything. She's Latin like, Will Smith is trying to kiss her and everything. She's acting like she's not, you get what I mean? She's not into the whole shit. Now. You get what I'm saying? Now.
So the signs have been there.
And then obviously she also came out and said that he wasn't her type from the beginning. But the thing is, she got pregnant, right? And her family was like, you know, you should go there. I mean, he's a Hollywood star and everything, isn't it? You get what I'm saying? But she said, like, he was not my type. He was never my type and everything. You get me? So it makes sense when I'm looking at this whole shit. Now, I'm not saying that he's innocent, the whole thing. Now we don't know. Mm-mm. Maybe he did some things in there. But, bro, for your ex-wife or your ex, come on, be dogging. Listen, she's dogging this man out.
I've not heard any credit that has been given to Will Smith. Like,
nothing.
Proper credit.
Nothing.
In that whole memoir or whatever nothing. That's going around, man.
Now she came out and said that Tupac was her soulmate.
Imagine that.
But she's been saying that for time. Like she's, you think they are, did they really actually, I don't know when they.
She said, what, she they got, they, when Tupac was in prison. They got engaged or.
No. He,
to get married
no,
or
he,
like
he
that.
Wanted to engage her, but I think that something to the effect that they were not on the same page, something like that. You get me? But like, he was into her and everything. But then I'm looking at that because I remember when Tupac was in prison, Tupac at that time was dating Madonna. I remember vividly well. Tupac was dating Madonna.
You sure?
Yes. I remember very well. I remember. Tupac was banging Madonna. You know what I mean? Tupac was a playboy, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because I know he used to
was getting girls.
This girl, this, what's this Jones girl used to be? That was his wife at one point.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. You get me? So,
director girl.
But I'm looking at the whole thing, like, the fact that you're with this woman and every 3 months, every 6 months, she's posting about Tupac for years, bruv. Like, what the fuck?
The disrespect, man.
Bro, I'm tired of the woman,
God bless Tupac so, but my man is, he's been dead. But this girl is still, I don't know if now fantasy or
Oh, I don't know, bro. Hold on. How long is your girl? You're in a relationship. Yeah, you're in a relationship with this girl. How long is she allowed to moan her ex?
Moan.
Why would you be moaning your ex when I'm with you?
Is it?
Yeah. You mean a dead ex?
Yeah.
Bruh, if you're still going to be moaning your ex,
go and be with him, bruh.
Don't be in a relationship.
Well, but what if, you know,
it's okay on the guy's anniversary or whatever. You go and pay your respects and then whatnot. Mm. That's about it.
Yeah, but how long is she allowed to do that though?
You can do that for as long as you want. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that. Going to pay respect on the person's anniversary, like, you know.
So like 5 years into 10 years into relationship, every year you
go put flowers. Yeah, that's calm.
Nah, bro.
You can do that.
Yeah. No, I think it should be all right.
First year, all right. 2 years, all right. By the third year, you better stay in that cemetery with him, bro.
No, but you're telling the person to forget that person.
Yes, bruv.
Nah.
You're with me now.
Yeah, but they can be with you, but still remember, I mean.
Yeah, no, you can remember that person, but this whole thing, go buy flower, drop flower. No, bro. Hell no.
Nah. I think I'm okay with them more. Like, if it's a dead person, then
for how long?
I don't know, until you get over it. Mm. Obviously, after a
hold
while.
Hold on. So you walk into your house from your day job, 9 to 5 and everything. You come home from work. You enter bedroom. You see your wife in the bedroom. You be like, yo. You be like, yo, babe, you're right. I say, yeah. You know, I'm moaning Jason. Mm. And that's 6 years into the relationship.
Is that the first name you could think of? Jason,
that's the first name you can get about. Oh, I'm mourning JC, today max is 6 years since Jason had a car accident. You'll be okay with it?
I think so, but if it's once...
Hell no! Bro, Kelly,
it's not an everyday thing. The way I'm saying it is, it's not an everyday thing.
Go and be with Jason in the underworld.
Every day she's mourning and it's clearly getting in the way of you guys doing things. Like, if the relationship is all right, just a few times she has a moment where... It's like, okay, I feel, come on. You can't control these things, bruv.
Nah, but then...
Okay,
That's where you start spotting that there's an underlining problem there. I get it. Respect the dead and whatnot.
That is the kind of shit that's going to lead to this. And then one day she'll come out and say, oh, you know... Jason was my soulmate, bruv.
But, I mean, yeah, then I clearly wasn't your soulmate. That's all right. Not every soulmate they marry now.
You know what? That's a good one right there. Yeah, because I wanted to ask that question. Must your partner be your soulmate?
No,
so there's a lot of people out there that are not married to their soulmates, man. Yeah.
Do you guys believe in the whole soulmate?
Exactly, that's what I was even going to say. Like, who's a soulmate?
Do you guys believe in the whole thing?
I don't. I believe you find a connection with who you're connected to. This soulmate's BS.
You have to find it. No, it's not just there. Soulmate, where you're like in Cinderella, where you find that shoe and then. Yeah, it fits perfectly, but nah.
Man says Cinderella.
No, Cinderella messed people up well. You know, no saying that Cinderella. I blame it on Cinderella, bro.
Oh, shit.
And them lot, Pocahontas, fam. All them shows back in the day.
Fam, how does your brain work, bro?
Crazy.
God, the way this guy brain works.
This
guy last week, yeah. Mm. Last week, I've forgotten what we were talking about and everything. What? I've forgotten the topic what we were talking about. And this guy in the middle of the conversation, in the background, he said, yo, babe, I want to take you... Something like, yo, babe, I want to take you on a date, you know? You get me? I forgot what we were talking about, the topic. This guy just blotted it out in the middle of it here. I didn't catch it when he said it. It was when I was listening to the podcast and he said, bro, I'm supposed to laugh. He said, yo, babe, I want to take you out for a date, you know.
Nah, but it's true, though. No, think of it. Like, when you ask the question about soulmate, where my mind went to is
cartoons,
all them
that,
shows we were watching.
Disney cartoons.
Those are the things that, you know, we master your head, like, yeah, it's there. You're missing
you
rib.
You're going to meet your missing rib one day. You people go meet and then it will be love
facts.
Forever. Bro. What did they even say?
Bro, yeah. I think this whole soulmate and this whole Libra signs and star signs and everything is all witchcraft, bruv.
What's a witchcraft?
Nah, the guy, all that shit is witchcraft. These witches that said that bullshit, bruv. Mm. I don't believe in all that shit.
So they're not real, then, or they're real?
Huh?
Because you can argue witchcraft, eh?
No, witchcraft is real. Yeah. There are people that practice it, but I don't think this whole soulman shit is real. I think just like what you said, man, you get me, you build connection with who you're with. Mm. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Because definitely. How do you find your soulmate? What if your soulmate is a Kevin Chan?
Exactly.
Have you ever been to Kevin Chan before? So that means that half of the people in this world are not with their soulmate.
More than half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly what it means.
And what if the person that was meant to be your soulmate died in 1950?
1950.
You're done. You're just going to be wondering.
No, you're just wondering, bruv.
No, I don't think it works like that.
You're looking
if
for
it actually, if it actually works, your soulmate's good day in your generation.
Yeah.
If it actually works.
But that means that 95% of people in this world are not with their soulmates. Nope. Because your soulmate can be North Korea. Would you ever go to North Korea?
How many people travel? Some people don't even travel.
You know what I mean? A lot of whole soulmate thing, bro. Okay, you get me?
What I say though is like, I think soulmate is what you make of it. Like whoever you meet, you can make them your soulmate. Yeah, that's the way I see it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, your best friend or whatever.
It's not written in the script that person supposed to be or nah. You make your soulmate. You build it together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But work, listen,
get to work, people.
But Jada, fix yourself.
I'm tired of Jada.
No.
No, leave Jada. Jada the cell book. Yeah, we need to get that memo. Just one copy for all of us. We share it.
So who go buy?
Yeah.
To go buy him.
We go do videos tomorrow, but everybody will contribute. We buy him.
Think on.
I don't go read them.
Hey,
I don't go read them.
Come on, you got support the black thing,
but not Jada.
Exactly.
I'm not supporting Jada, brother.
Co, are you not gonna support a black woman, bruv?
Not Jada.
No, but
my sister.
No, but she's gonna definitely say a lot of good things about Will. There's no way.
Hell no.
There's no way the whole book will be bashing with her. It's not gonna sell.
She has never said nothing good about her, dude. A lot.
But it's not gonna sell.
Come out and say something nice about him. It'll be in your book. I beg, you're doing interviews and that. You're there chatting about soulmates and then when Will slapped this guy, even you were thinking, rah, like come on.
Oh, he has never called me. He's never called me his wife. We don't say that about each other. Throw my man under the bus, bruv.
No.
You can say, I was surprised that he slapped him, but
don't have to say all of that.
You're making him look like an idiot right now, bruv.
She was doing the most.
Come on now. You know what I'm saying? So
there's something with them too, bruv.
Listen, bruv, you get me? I'm not going to clap for Jada. I wanted to say shout out to both of them, but I'm not going to clap for them. I'm just going to put
it
them,
is bruv. What it is. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's it. You know what? Let's get into this new segment, bruv. not a new segment. This is a segment that we've been doing, but
it's always been there.
It's always been there. But when we have guests, you know, because of the conversations, we don't really have the time to get into it. But we should be doing that, though. When we have guests and everything, we choose to still do our segments, bruv.
It's our thing, isn't it?
You know what I'm saying?
But we like to give the guests the time, innit?
That's just what it is, bruv. And what are we talking about, bruv?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? We are talking about the cheese of the week. You get what I'm saying? Jeez, and this is a segment where we feed you guys. We spoon feed you.
The
tunes of the week. The music of the week. Because some of you are too busy. Some of you probably don't even get, you know, phone or data for your phone. You know, and you don't know where to find the song, bruh.
Some of you no get phone, no.
You know what I'm saying? So what we do is, we go find the songs for you.
Just
like Amazon. If you order from Amazon, we find the song and we bring it to you, bruh.
We hand deliver it to you.
Yeah, man. And what are we talking about, bruv? These are the new songs that came out this week. Lil Durk, featuring Burna Boy, Stray Kids, J. Cole, All My Life, the remix. Check that out, man. For real. Yes, sir. Ice Spice, featuring Rema, Pretty Girl.
Another one.
Go check that out.
That's another good tune.
Charlie Poppy, Oscuro, Pepe Line. Go check that out.
Pepe Line. Charlie Poppy.
Mayo Kun, Low Key. Go Mario check that out.
My guy.
He's like, he loves Mario, love Mario.
Yeah, I used to bang his tunes every day, man.
DJ Neptune, Mumu, featuring Joe Boy. Go check that out. B.O.J. Rora, featuring Ajabota 22. Go check that out. Skills, Don't Say Much. Go check that out.
Yep.
Darko Vibes, Butterfly, the album. Go check that out.
Yeah.
Victor Thompson, This Year featuring Ghana. I love that song. Have you guys heard that song? Oh, you don't hear that song?
You don't hear that tune?
No, I don't hear it.
Oh, for real?
Nah.
I'll play.
Yeah.
You get me? I'll play a snippet of it. Kwame Eugene, Love and Chaos, the album. Go check that out. Runda, The Beautiful Lies EP. Go check that out.
Yep.
Ugochi, Sunny. Go check that out. Mr. Easy, Fefe na Fefe.
Fefe na Fefe.
Go check that out. Charlie Poppy again. Things on Things. Go and check it out. World, Sarafina. Go and check that out.
Well, I like World.
Skepta, Can't Play Myself. Go and check that out.
Skeppy.
Super Wozzy, Head to Head, featuring Kabex. Go and check that out. Ladipo, Shut It Down. Go and check that out.
Yep.
Basket Mount, Party featuring Peruzzi. Go and check that out. Rick Hassani, Ngozi. Go and check that out.
That is a good tune.
Wizard Chan, Moses, featuring Boma Nime. Go and check that out. The last and not the least, Mavis LA, Shayo, featuring Ice Prince. Go and check that out.
Loads of tunes. Yeah.
Loads of tunes, bro. It's been a very, very, very busy one, though. Very busy one.
Go check all of them out, man.
Badass
tunes.
Very beautiful songs, man. For real. So you said that you've not heard that song featuring Ghana.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I'm surprised that you haven't. You know. I'm just gonna play a snippet of it.
Play a quick one. Let me.
I've been banging it all week and everything, bro. Yes sir.
Control.
I
would never
ever sell my soul.
Nah, that's a tune.
Yeah, shit. Blessing.
Listen,
I've seen the performance of it where it went crazy when he performed that with him, innit?
Yes, he did it on stage and everything. Everyone went crazy for that, man. Listen, shout out to Gunner, man. Shout out to God and everything. Listen, if there's one thing I know, I just want to say something wild right now before we move on, bro.
Bro, we know you, bro. Come on. Do your thing. Just do your thing.
It's normal.
My man went to jail. I remember God, bro. You know what I'm saying? If that's what the jail and prison will do, you go remember God, dude.
We'll bring you back, bro. Yeah.
Guy, even the hardest gangsters, they go go, they go turn Muslim immediately, bruv. You go say, you go remember God. You get me? That is the reason why.
You go humble.
That is the reason why. I'm not going to lie. I recommend the army. You see, army and prison for some of these young boys, bruv. You get me? If you just send them there, for like 2 years. Not too much. Just two, three years. Yeah, they go go there. They go see life from a different perspective, bruv.
But I know be every jail though.
Army, but jailhouse, bro. Yo, listen.
Some jails are like.
You come out worse, bro.
You come out chilly. You come out like come from a holiday.
No, bro. Not the jails, yo. Send them go somewhere for Africa, bro. Maybe they go come outside.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Look at Gunner, bro. I remember before Gunner went in and everything. You know what I'm saying? They slat. They do slat, you know? They should be done. If you don't talk, the guy come outside now. God, they thank God, bro. I love it, though.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I love the song and everything. Shout out to him, though, for real.
But are we saying he's a chained man now? He's jumped on the tune, but
no, he's changed right now, bro. Yeah, you can tell. You can tell he's more focused. You can tell he's more focused right now. Mm. Music, his health. You get what I'm saying, guy? The guy go jail, come outside. He's ripped right now, bro. You get me? Before he was fat, so when he go, you could tell he did work out. You know, he came out. He dropped one of the best music of his career. His album,
isn't
it? Yeah, the best he has ever dropped and everything. You know what I'm saying? You can tell he's trying to stay out of trouble. He's not mixing with the crowd no more and everything. What I'm saying? Nah, I'm happy for the guy. You get me? I understand. Obviously, we're going to crack our jokes and everything. But yeah, I'm happy for the guy for real.
Jail time, it gives you perspective. Some people, it gives them perspective.
It gives you time to think, reflect, and all of that. But I know,
what are they do like this? Because sometimes if you think about the bullshit you go to every day and then stop for women that actually reflect and think.
And that's what jail does to you.
You go see, say they do many rubbish. Where you're like, yo, what am I even doing?
That's what I'm saying.
And that's, like you said, that's what jail does to you.
You know what I'm saying? That's
what it's meant to do to not everybody.
Bro. Listen, shout out to him, bro. For real.
Definitely.
So obviously, the new songs that are right now, Rema and Ice Spice with their new tune, bro. Who is heading here? We've all heard it. All right. So for people that have not heard it, I'm just going to play just a snippet of it. You get what I'm saying? And then we can now jump into it. Let me see what you might think about it, though.
Rema X Ice Spice.
This is Ice Spice and Rema. Pretty Girl.
Stop playing with
it. Yeah, pretty girl. Me no do no keys and deal. As long as you treat me well, I will treat you more than jail. Me no send my chain, you are my real flame. Hey, I give me promise, you ain't gonna belong me.
Looking at you, got my eyes wide, damn.
Got my eyes wide.
Looking at you, got my eyes wide, damn. So out of this world like sci-fi. Looking at you, got my eyes wide, damn. Damn, so out of this world like sci-fi. I am the one that got loud the bands. Who you becoming? Well, that depends. Jump in the air, I perfect my stance. Jump to the floor, I just wanna dance. Yeah, you the one, there's no number two. If I had three wishes, I'd waste them on you. Watch where you stay, got faces on me. No wasters on me.
When Rema will enter, this guy cut them. No, come on.
We had a bill.
You can't wait, bro.
No, I'm waiting for you, man, bro. I played it. I want to hear you. What you man have to say about it?
It's a good tune. It's a bit different, but it's good.
Different from what?
different
from what you're used to.
Different from what I'm used to. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
bro. Before we continue, for people that are watching everything, we've been playing a couple of songs and everything, but we can't play it on YouTube because obviously of the YouTube strikes and the YouTube strikes and all that stuff, the copyright strikes. But you can hear the whole song in the audio episode. So go continue.
No, it's a good tune, but like I said, it's not. Obviously, it's got a twist to it because you know you're featuring someone that you normally don't feature on a song with. I'm talking in terms of Rima here, so you need to adjust, innit? But it's a, all in all, it's a good tune.
Yeah, Kels.
Who are okay? You're saying Spice had to adjust to?
No. I feel like Rima had to adjust a little bit more to
the kind of tune.
To the kind of yeah.
No, I think it's an alright. I like the song. Then with that, I might feel some type of way. Maybe in come next month, it might be a bigger song. Well, it's kind of one of them songs where you're not out of the gate saying, yo, that's the best songs you heard Rema jump on.
But you might hear it in a month's time and then it's like this big tune where you can't stop singing it. You can't stop.
Exactly. But I love it. Like I groove to it. Like it's making me, you know. You're nodding your head like, yeah.
See this guy.
Waiting, I go let them talk.
No, I don't listen to them. Yeah, exactly. Now.
Yeah, it's one of them children. No.
Guy, why are you looking at me, bro?
I don't know.
Why are you looking at me? I don't know why you're just looking at me, bro.
You've got a look on your face. I don't even know.
No, I'm listening to you guys and your perspectives on the song. Okay.
I just think, like, no, on the first take, like, the first time I heard this, it's a good song. But I didn't feel like, wow, what kind of... It's not that wow. It didn't give me that wow moment on the first listen, no.
Do you think it could have been a better song in that sense or anything?
I can't really say that because you don't know. Because they've made this song together. Obviously, one's trying to compliment the other. So you can't say it could have been better because you come next month, you don't know what that song will be doing, bro. Would I now say it could have been better when it's now the biggest song? And like, oh, what do you mean it could have been better?
But do you think it's got potential to be a big song?
Yeah. Because you can dance to it. Any song in this era where you can dance to, it's got potential to grow on people. It's got potential to grow on people. Like I see people doing a little two-step TikTok thing on it.
So we already,
So that is the market right there, bro. You get me? We're not making songs for Toby to listen, but we're making songs for the market.
Toby, I've never said anything.
Very well said. What's your take on it then?
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know you guys have been waiting for what I have to say. Guy, see, one day we're going to talk through.
Yeah.
One day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of you, it's not the song, you know, it didn't make me say, wow, you know, I didn't think it was the best song out there, but maybe in the next 6 months, in the next 10 years, you know, I might be like, yo, wow, that song and everything.
Guys, say what you think about it.
Bro, one day you guys are going to tell the truth.
Yeah.
You get me? That song is whack.
Nah.
That song song is whack. That song is terrible. You got what I'm saying? And the thing is,
it's not terrible. I allowed you people speak, right?
Yeah,
it's not terrible.
I allowed you people speak, right?
No, you can't call it terrible.
No, let him land. Let him land.
Can I land, bro?
Land.
That song is horrible, bro. Okay. You got what I'm saying? And I love Rema. I love Rema because I know this is going to come across as hate. I swear to God, it's not. I love the guy. But the thing is, stop chasing numbers. Stop chasing numbers. Clearly, you are chasing numbers. Ice Spice is the hottest girl out there right now, or one of the hottest girl out there right now, apart from Sexy Red, right? So she's blazing hot right now. So what am I going to do? I have this big record with Selena Gomez and everything that is doing numbers and everything, yeah? All right, cool. What else am I going to do? Let me go and collaborate with this girl and see if I'm going to do numbers and everything. Now, he might do the numbers. I do not know. He might do the numbers. But it's disgusting, right? When people... to try not to talk about a good song and then equate numbers. Because I see it online. I've been seeing online this whole couple of days and everything. Oh, just watch. This song's going to do numbers. Fuck the numbers, bruv. Yes, it might do numbers. But is it a good song? No, it's not a good song. And it's okay for people to say, this is not a good song. Bro, you dropped the ball on this song. That doesn't mean that you're not a great artist. You are a great artist. But the song is terrible. And it's okay for us to say that the song is terrible. Yeah. The thing is, you see some of the bloggers and everything. Yeah, it is. Do you know why? Because of this whole Godfather regime and all this kind of shit in the industry and everything. Because you don't want to, you know, because I want this, like, I want to have a good relationship with this person.
You've made a point.
The song is not a good song.
The song doesn't need to be good to make numbers. But at the same time, I disagree with you in saying that this is a trash song.
The song is horrible, bro.
It's not horrible.
You know what I mean?
It's not horrible, bro. Some people vibe to it and then
I did, like I said, to me it's a decent song.
It's not a wow song to me, but it's a decent song. It's an okay song. Yeah.
It's not a song where it came on the first time. I'm not gonna match it to all those songs, but of course you're not gonna skip the song.
It's Rema. It's Rema. I'll play again and again.
It's because it's a decent song. No, I know they lie. How many times have you played it? I've listened to it about 4 times. I know they lie.
Like you said, okay, hold on. Like you said, yo, let me play this song. Or was it just...
I was tidying up this weekend.
Or was it just in the playlist?
I was tidying up this weekend. I played it about twice. Today as well, I played it like twice. I'm not capping.
No. It's a good song. Come on. Are you taking this guy for work?
That's his opinion.
No, the thing is, if your ears are telling you it's a trash song,
it doesn't mean...
No, the thing is, because people are going to think because of, you know, people say, oh, this guy, you don't like Rema. No, it's not because of the artist himself.
No, we hear that.
You know what I'm saying? I like Rema. I like him. Contrary to popular belief, I do. Yeah? But the thing is, okay, now this is my opinion. I have ears. When I listen to the song is horrible. But then I see what he's trying to do. Bro, stop chasing numbers.
But you're saying this. Is it him chasing? We don't know though. You don't know if it's Spice that wanted to because she's had a big
song. But whether they chase numbers or not, there's nothing wrong with chasing numbers.
No, bro, there's nothing wrong with chasing numbers. It is a numbers game today. Whether it's views, whether it's streamings, engagement, or what. Yeah. But the thing is, in the midst of chasing numbers, yeah, put out a great product. I can't believe that somebody allowed this song to come out from the studio, bro. Someone listened to it and be like, yo, this song is so dope.
No, it's not that bad, though.
You're horrible for saying that. You can't believe someone let them put this song out.
I'm telling you, bro.
No, I'm telling you. It's not that bad.
I'm telling you.
Ice Spice killed that verse.
It's not the best song I've heard from Rema, but it's a decent song. Yeah. And I'm not gonna step on it.
It's not. I think the thing is, that's the thing with what Rema is gonna face now.
This guy is mad.
Do you know? Yeah, what I'm doing is, yeah. What? I feel like you guys, yeah, come on this podcast sometimes. Just chat shit sometimes.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, Toby. Oh my god. Because of the smile, you think, I'm trying rubbish. Nah, bro. How many times have I said some songs are trash on this platform?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, when WizKids album came, I said some of the songs.
Brother, don't try to justify waiting this guy to talk about. He's trying to draw you up. Don't try to justify. He's trying to draw you up. He's made his own opinion. Yeah, I know you don't feel the song at the moment now. Yeah, but that don't mean it's trash though. Nah. I don't think it's trash. It's trash when he's not, you know. You can see some pockets Rema is going into in that on his verse on that song. Obviously, Ice Spice killed it.
Wait, front pocket or side pocket or back pocket? Which pocket where they drag the guy to?
Center pocket. No, but what I was going to say about Rema is because he's had this very big song now. Everyone's going to judge him like, okay, he needs to. No. Come on, some songs, give the guy, he's made a song. Don't try give it a whole assessment, NYSC assessment in the first day, bro. It's not even gone through primary school yet. They're already judging that. They're already judging the song.
It's still the nursery. You did that, they judge up.
That's what I feel people are doing.
I know that I'm not too old. I know that I am not that old and everything, right? And I can relate to some of these songs and all that. But I don't think anyone, I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
No, it didn't catch you. Yeah. There's many tunes.
It might catch him later. We'll see.
Think back now, honestly. There are songs where you listen to the first time. Let's forget about, okay, numbers. He does numbers down the line. Okay. There are songs where you listen, first listen, it doesn't get you. After a while, you say, I can't believe I slept on this. But it happens. Exactly.
But I'm sure this song's not going to happen like that.
Nah, you would have said that for it. When it happened, you would have said that for that song too. Like, nah. Exactly. So that's how it happens. So that's why I'm saying trash is trash when you can't even stand it. I think you can stand the song. So I don't think it, I don't think it's trash. If you can stand the song where you can listen to it, then it's not trash, bro.
Yeah, I hear that.
If it's a point where you put it on there, bam, you stop them. There's songs where you don't even want to listen to.
But I'm sure he listens to the whole thing.
Of course, but we play it here now, they're nodding head, bro. Yeah.
I know. I played it because we have
no, to talk, no, no, no. I'm not talking about on the pod. You listened to the song today or whenever you first
I did.
You listened to the whole song, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make sure that I know what I'm talking about.
No. It's not trash, bro.
You think so?
No, I know it's not trash. What am I even saying? I think it's not trash. Right, cool. I know it's not trash.
Listen, shout out to Rema.
No.
Shout out to Rema and everything. I'm looking forward to his concert. Kel said he's going to go.
Yeah.
You're going?
Yeah, you said you're going to go, right?
I don't want to go there. Then it's just me, bro.
I've always said that I'm not going.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I always said that I'm not going to go.
No, you never said that.
No, you said you I never know. Yeah. If I'm, yeah, you never said you didn't say you're not going to go.
I said, I don't know about the crowd. So I know to this show, but I don't know about the kind of crowd that will be there, but I don't know.
All right, cool. We'll see what happens.
No. Redman, we'll keep doing your thing, but I think, and the way, contrary to what, I'm sure that's not what you meant, but I see this as a good move, bro. Forget the label of chasing number. When the label you chase the number is like, yeah, you don't know what you're doing. You can chase number and still be good at what you do, bro.
No. See, it's good, right, that he's collaborating with all these other artists from all over the world and everything. You know what I'm saying? But I just kind of wish that when you do these collaborations, right, bring them into your world, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That is
bring
what I was saying. I don't think he actually brought Ice Spice into his world, because I feel like he was trying to that's what I was trying to say, but I feel like he had to fit himself into the song more, so it's not what I expected.
To me, it kind of sounded a bit forced. It kind of sounded a bit forced and everything. You get me? Just like Kojo said, it feels like he's trying to fit himself into that. You know what I mean? Like, do a proper song and bring him, or rather bring her into your world and everything. That's what I think anyways, bro.
No, that's that,
You know what I'm saying? And
what?
The next song that dropped.
Let's see if this one is trash or not.
The next song that dropped. Anybody with talk said this is the song not and trash. No, better song.
Let's hear.
You need to wipe your ear to listen to this one.
You can't
bro.
Be saying that before you play the song, though. Now you're putting things into people's heads.
Okay, I'm not putting
nothing into listen them and then
people
and
should
then
listen.
Judge.
I'm sure that most people out there have listened to it, though.
All right,
for real. And what song are we talking about? We are talking about All My Life Remix. Featuring Border Boy by Lil Durk. Let's go.
Call me Burna Boy, this is the furnace. None of doing me is just the way the world said. If you put me
see in your face. See your face.
Head fucked up past a young buck. 7 years couldn't leave my continent. Came to America, sell out stadiums and turn up
at any time.
Time. I choose to speak life while they plot to take my life over food and wine.
All my life, they try to keep me down. All this time,
okay.
No. They be trying to keep me down.
Hey, this is just noise now.
Oh, cool.
This is just. This is just.
Yo,
calm down. Hey, let me finish. Let me finish.
Don't do that.
Let me finish.
Don't do that on a reputable platform.
Let me finish.
Do not do that on a reputable platform.
Make a finish talk now.
Okay, talk.
That was a joke, man. Cool, relax.
No, but you don't need to do that. But it's a noise, but it's a joke. But when you say it's a noise, of course it's a joke.
Of course, I know it's a joke.
He thought I was actually gonna.
No. I didn't thought. See, I didn't think you were being serious, but. This is a reputable platform.
No, but it is though. I get it.
Allow it.
No, hold on, wait. I get him point though. Because you go off there and then you keep here and then people think, they hate it. They continue to listen.
Because we're not done. I'm not done chatting. I just started talking.
Hey! See Sango!
No. You see the way he actually blended with the song.
Burna Boy and a Chameleon.
Yeah. He didn't go off beat, not even once. Like he embodied the tune, the lyrics. He embodied it. Mm. As if saying that they made the beats for him. Mm. Bro, see the way he was rhyming to it. Like it was actually rhyming with the original beat. Proper.
Yeah.
You get me? Not everyone can do that shit.
Yeah, no, clearly not everyone.
Not everyone can jump on a remix.
Not everyone's Burna Boy.
Most people. but for real though, most people jump on a remix and then you can just hear a rap on it or something like that and then that's it. But he's actually rapping to blend the beats. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
Yeah, even sing All My Life in his own
style.
Like in his own style. That is dope as fuck.
Nah, that is crazy. But no, his verse was some madness, bro.
What?
Yeah. I don't forget the melody, the way it sound and stuff, but waiting in me, they talk.
Age appropriate.
The substance of the song.
I just said it right now. Maybe that's the reason why maybe I can't relate to
most of these guys. Don't be single nobody out, bro. Okay.
Most of these guys.
Why can't you?
Because once again, you just said what he's saying. Yeah. What Burna is saying is age appropriate. The guy they talk something. You get me? And the way they talk, the melody, when they talk, in voice. Well, like you said, not everybody is born.
No, not everybody.
Not everybody be born that guy.
No. But not everybody can body that.
No.
What?
No. And that is not tune, that yeah. tune. That tune is not an easy tune.
It's not.
To be fair, the what I'm going to say is because that tune was that big, because that's a big tune.
Yeah.
So
Lil Durk's biggest song ever.
The original or the
yeah the original, original yeah. yeah. His so, biggest song ever.
Because it's that big, it would. There's no way Burna would have came in there, Medi, bruv. He would have known. You know when it's like it's your final exam. You know what? This one I must pass.
That's how some artists will just go in and then try not to overdo it. Like they'll just go in there, do their rap or whatever quickly, and then because they know. You get what I'm trying to say?
I get what you're saying, but
he put his stamp on it, and that is brave.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe because of how big the song was, there's that pressure where it's like, guy, you have to come correct on this song, because you know how big it is already. Whereas if it was just a fresh song where you're doing from scratch, you just, okay, you feel, okay, I've done my bit.
Because
it's so big, you're like, you're thinking, I wouldn't be surprised if he had many goals, but you know what? To make it a perfect
make a one. Tweak him.
I'm just thinking outside. I'm just thinking with my head.
You've got a very, very valid point.
No, but definitely, but he done his thing there.
Fam, not everybody's that guy, bro. That song, first of all, I love the original of the song and everything with J. Cole. Mm. But then when I see this version and everything, I was like, what? The guy's a chameleon, bro. Mm. Whatever beat you have him on. Hip hop, R&B, whatever beat, dance hall. People think it's easy, you know. Look at what that guy did with the song with the Jamaican guy. What's the man's song again?
Taliban
2. Walked in there, massacred the whole thing. Came on this one, massacred the whole thing. Sitting on top of the world, massacre the whole thing. Mm. That's a reason why he is where he is. It's not a fluke.
Whoever thinks it's at this point, if you still think it's a fluke, then it's
you're Johnson.
Yeah, you're clearly
your,
hating.
That's
your you're Johnson.
You're clearly hating.
He go on P Diddy's album, Kill 'Em Too.
That PDD one, it dropped calories for them. Salt dust. That's why you don't on that place. Nah, don't even bring that one up, bro.
You know what I mean?
Just done speaking in tongues.
Massacre the whole thing, bro. Yeah. Nah, man. Like I heard the songs, like, what am I listening to, bro? This guy is just too good.
But to just play around with it, but who's in this tune now? Who's chasing who now? Did you think about chasing number? Who they chase who? In this situation now,
who they chase the numbers?
Yeah,
you mean?
Who's chasing who? Like, who's chasing the trend? Is Burna trying to hop on? Just
no,
to...
it's Lil Durk.
Yeah,
yeah. I think he's trying to. I think because of how big the song is, right? What am I going to do? I'm gonna tap into the African market. Yeah, yeah. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Get more numbers from there. Tap into Stray Kids. I think they are somewhere from Asia or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I think there's a K-pop act in there.
That's the Stray Kids. You get me? Go in there, collect that number two and everything. So I don't blame him. That's his biggest song. So I might as well maximize the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And who's better to do that with?
Oh, of course, man.
But Burna Boy.
The African giant himself, innit?
You got what I'm saying?
Nobody else did
that. No. You got a point there. Because I thought, I'm like, yeah, it's him, because he's got a big song, like you said. And how else do you maximize that, this song?
Because I was not expecting a remix at this point. Because the song is that big that I was thinking, he's already finished work on it. Like, which can't. But that makes sense. To reach out to other markets.
Yeah, of course. Just maximize the whole thing on earth. Because
I'm not going to lie, I like the song, but I like it more now, bruv.
Mm.
I love the song, bro.
Bruv, I like it before. Now I love the song.
You love the song now.
Now I love it, bruv. Listen, but that boy is cataracting. Like.
No. Kill him, die.
Man,
you know what I mean? Shout out to Burna, bro.
That's the impact Burna has on songs right now, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Burna. Shout out to Rema.
Yep.
Shout out to everybody that is doing their thing for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because God, we there yet talk. You know what I mean?
No.
Of course not.
I know we get mic, we get camera in front of us and everything. But even what Rema is doing, it's not easy.
It's nowhere near easy.
Because now, hey, the records that he broke with Calm Down and everything, the normal human reaction is to start chasing, try to see if you can,
yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know? So exactly. So that's the normal human reaction and everything. But you know, he's doing his thing.
He's doing his thing.
He's doing the damn thing for real. So salute to them, bro. Yes, sir. What's going on between Sam Clef and Davido, bruv?
Oh, it's a crazy one, bruv.
So
it's a crazy one.
We all saw
Sam
the video.
Clef, no need.
We all saw the video of Davido and his wife and the family with the kids coming out of the hospital and everything. Congratulations to them, though.
Yep, yep, definitely.
So
I did not believe until I seen the video.
Yeah, is it?
I did not.
The rumors out there and everything, you know. But then I'm not gonna lie. The first place I saw the post was on Sam Clef's
IG thing.
Yeah, his page. I saw that there, so I said, "Oh shit." All right, cool. And then the next thing I saw was beef. So what happened was, as he posted that shit, yeah, Davido commented on it and said, "Fucking clout chaser.
Mm.
You know you're not meant to post this. What the fuck? Delete this, please. You're a wicked person."
Mm-hmm.
If you were Sam Clef, what are you gonna do?
I'll feel like shit, bruv. To start with, I'll feel like opening the ground and getting in there, bruv.
Mm.
Like I'll feel like shit.
So are you gonna delete it?
Well, I mean, yeah. If it was, like he said, he clearly doesn't want it online. Yeah, to say it, I mean, it wasn't Sam Clef that videoed it or whatever. Sam Clef got it from somewhere. That's what he was saying.
Yep, that's what he's saying. Yep.
Yeah, got it from somewhere. But for the fact that this person that's the subject of the whatever is saying, what the fuck, your child's place are, blah, 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 blah. Then, bab, I'll go delete him.
How about you, Ko?
It's a dicey one, you know? I mean, I'll feel bad. You go feel bad now. Like, naturally, you go feel bad. But at the same time, I'm thinking, though, like, if he had no prior knowledge of not having to post it, like, Davido no tell him, say, guys, I beg, go. I don't want pictures of my newborn babies out there. Mm-hmm. Nobody post them. If he had no knowledge of that, I don't see anything wrong with it.
My whole
thing. But are you asking if it was wrong? You're just saying, would you have deleted it if it was you, wouldn't it? That's your question. Or you're saying if it was wrong or right?
Based on Davido's approach.
Yeah. So are you going to delete or not? That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
And you were
based on his approach, based on his response.
Based on that, I mean, at the end of the day, it's his family, innit? Yeah. So yeah. You go respect that and delete it.
That.
But then to me, that's still a disrespectful way of asking someone to delete it. Yeah.
That's all I was searching. Yeah. That was all I was trying to get at.
Mm.
I think that approach was a shitty approach.
Yeah.
Was a very shitty approach.
Yeah.
I mean, send him a DM or something. You get me? You know, go post that there. If truly and truly the guy, unless the guy had been told, guys, no post stamp. That's fair enough.
But from his account, he didn't know.
Exactly.
You get me? He got it from somewhere. So someone has posted it online already.
Because he said he found it on
You get what I'm saying? So okay, cool. Fair enough. I got it from somewhere. Maybe I should not have posted it or whatever. Right? You got offended. But bro, the first thing you're telling me is fucking Cloud Chaser. You know you're not supposed to post this. What the fuck? Delete this, please. You are a wicked person. What the fuck?
No, but the way he was going in, another way to say it, because if you actually, let's actually look at the way he went in on him. It leads me to think maybe he told them, yo, guys, this thing.
That's a possibility.
Because he's really going in.
But
in
if it be to say he just overreacted from, like, as soon as he see him, like, what the fuck? Like, he overreacted and just posted it.
It's either that, or maybe there is some sort of beef behind the scene. Yeah. But from what Sam Clef is saying, that the both of them were good. Now, Sam Clef might be thinking that they are good, but maybe on Davido's side, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe from his side, he's not feeling too good about whatever is going on with this guy. Whatever it is. But my thing is, his approach to me was wrong. You know what I'm saying? If you want the guy to take it down, mate, this is my family, this is my kids. Please, can you take this down? Easy, bro. You know what I mean?
No, that would have been the best way.
Yeah. Because people don't understand, right? Approach matters in everything. You know what I'm saying? If someone does something wrong to you, yeah, the way you approach that person will determine whether the person is going to feel bad for what he's done or say, you know what? Fuck it. Like if you're going to speak to me like this.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they're all men.
Yeah.
Ego is involved. You know what I'm saying? So, as that happened, Sam Clef now said, saw the video on Twitter and posted, why attack me? Me and Davido already chatted. Congratulations once more. So he was explaining. You go explain, Taya.
Yeah, I mean, at that point,
the damage has already been done.
That's why I think it kind of maybe was an overreaction on Davido's side where it's like, you seen it first. Obviously, you don't want your shit out there. Then you just go boom, 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 boom before you actually contact the man.
Which is the reason why I said, maybe from Sam Clef's side, he thinks that the both of them are good. But maybe from Davido's side, maybe he's not really fucking with this guy like that. You know what I'm saying? Because after he said that, we spoke, we are good. Yeah. The next thing he knew, Davido blocked him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then he now released a whole video trying to explain whatever happened. Do you think we should play the video? It's kind of like a long video though.
I mean,
we should play a little. You get me? We should just play a little bit of it, isn't it? Okay, so this is what my man was saying though.
Recorded that video. Secondly, the person that recorded and leaked that video is from your cycle. So the person that recorded that video and put it on Twitter, why you not go blame other people? Why did you choose me? Oh, is it because your other guy did not post it? I've never posted anything negative about you, Davido.
Because he doesn't fuck with you.
You allow your emotion. You came to my timeline to disrespect me. First and foremost, me and you don't be mates. You understand? You met me in this industry. We are not mates. If you are Davido, you are Davido for yourself. We are celebrating for your good news. Say you want to intimidate me, or what's the timeline when someone say I'm a cloud chaser? Then what are you? You were the cop person. Are you not a cloud chaser? What have you been doing all your life? Is this how they fear you? You they pass, they give you respect, but you don't respect yourself. This is not good. You're supposed to celebrate you. You call my timeline. You will write plenty things. Now use your hand, delete them. I sent you a message. I believe that as a wise guy, you're supposed to understand. First and foremost, who recorded that video? Secondly, the person that recorded and leaked that video is from your cycle. I want you to tell me, because for the fact that you blocked me, it shows you are very, very, you are childish. I do not belong to anybody. I don't really fear anybody. Loud and clear. Or I posted.
No, I mean, he blocked you because he doesn't like what you've done.
He doesn't fuck with you, bro.
And you can tell that that blocking thing just did.
Because he didn't. Well, I don't know for sure, but from my opinion, man, I don't think he meant any harm, bro.
No.
Posting that.
I don't think Sam Clef meant any harm. No, I don't think he did. You go, I mean, obviously, he's trying to get interaction. You know how this industry is. Now, who posts first, innit? You know what I'm saying? All the bloggers, let me post it first and all that. That's what all of them do. All of them are cloud chasers from A to Z, if we're going to be honest, right? So, but the thing is, once again, if Davido was fucking with this guy,
his response wouldn't be that.
Would not approach him that way. If you said someone who you the fuck with, heavy, you'd be like, yo, my G, listen, I don't want people to know. You get me? All right, then, bro.
You feel vexed. You feel vexed, but I know go put them on social media.
But the way he attacked him, you can tell he doesn't fuck with homeboy. You get what I'm saying? And homeboy was thinking, yo, this guy, nah, bro, he doesn't fuck with you. You get what I'm saying?
But there leaves the question is, if I don't fuck with you, and then you're posting my personal shit, but I can spaz on you, bro.
On God, you care. That's what I'm saying. On God, you care.
So I think that's what happened here. But I mean, we don't know for sure.
See, the thing is, there's nuance to this whole thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Once again, if he doesn't fuck with homeboy and he approached him like that, it is what it
is.
Yeah,
where it is, B.
You know what I'm saying? But that's a fact. Because if I don't fuck with A and I fuck with you, you can do the same thing that A did. The wild approach is going to be different. I'll be like, yo, my G, you know, this is the like, all right, cool, bro. But because I don't fuck with you, I'll be like, yo, you bitch ass nigga, bro.
Stop that, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't give a shit.
Because I don't give a fuck about you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You feel like you've got nothing to lose with that relationship. What the fuck are you doing?
That's it. Yeah. But why is it? Yeah, because I've been paying attention to everything and all that. Why is it that this Sam Clef guy, he has some sort of beef with
a few people.
A few people in the industry, though.
Because it's part of the industry, and like, is that? I mean, he used to be a big producer, but he used to be, you know, them. If you see Wizkid, all them good old Wizkid days, but he used to be.
He was there. Yeah. I wonder what happened.
It was him cooking the whole.
Is he still not big? I thought he was still like.
He's a blogger now, bro.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing his thing. He's big, but in the music, it's kind of them old timers where they're giving way for the new guys now. Yeah, but I just think it's just the whole situation is hard. Now, if you've been in the industry for that long, you would have had misunderstandings with many people. Now, he's not. I think the problem with him now, he's choosing to come out with it, whereas everybody.
Oh yeah, he's blasting. He's blasting a lot of people.
He comes out with it like, remember that time you do that,
That's unnecessary, man.
You get me? And the thing is, the people that he's blasting has started with some of these people now. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Behind the scene, people are pinching him.
True. You got me? That's very possible.
Yeah, they pinch him behind the scene, bro. So he's coming out ranting, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? He's coming out, bro. He's going hard and heavy ranting. I think the other day he was talking to, what's his name again? Tunde Ednot. Yeah, blasting the guy on socials and everything, bro. Apparently, they did a pinch him.
he has problems with Tunde Ednot then.
Big one. You know what I'm saying? Big one and all that. You know, so it's just the whole industry politics.
I think that's why when he said, because your other guy no post down. That's what he meant there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
He said whoever recorded it must have been in your circle. And if that guy no post down,
Something, you know, I get that part, but there's when he said because of your other guy, like if it was like a blog where he fucks with, he wouldn't respond the way he does, kind of thing. Because it's him, and you know, obviously. But hey, bro, if he doesn't fuck you, it's not the end of the world.
Listen, if he doesn't fuck with you, it is what it is.
No, but so we're agreeing. Davido was a bit salty. It was a bit peppery, bro.
Yeah, but that was because he doesn't fuck with homeboy, bro.
But at the end of the day, you know you're a celebrity. You know once somebody come out phone, they record this thing, it'll end up somewhere. Come on. And you knew they were recording it. You're a celebrity. It's going to make the news.
Yeah, it's going to be out
like
there,
sooner or later. So I don't know why.
It's going to be out there.
But because of the whole situation with his own case.
I get it.
I mean, then again, I'm saying they would have let him come out by himself. But hey, news is news, isn't it?
You cannot control what
someone decides to post and be like, you know.
It is what it is, man.
But I don't think he meant bad, but yeah.
I don't think he meant bad, but it is what it is.
It did not go down well with homeboy.
That's it.
So it is what it is.
No, but major congrats, man. Twins.
Yeah. Salute to Davido, man.
When I seen the video, that's when I believe, like, that's the same thing as well with this whole, because the whole controversy surrounding him, I did not believe it, like, with hearing his, but he's had twins. I don't believe it until I see video to say, okay, I'm like, okay, yeah.
I saw an interview that he did just this afternoon before we did the podcast and everything, and he was talking about obviously his son died this month last year.
Yeah, October, yeah.
And he has twins this month this year. You got me in the same month and everything. So yeah, man, I'm happy for dude, man.
Double blessings, God is connecting the dots for him.
Mm.
And bro, before we step out of here, man, what's going on between Dotun and the band, bro?
So now in-law and yo.
No family problems, yeah?
Yes, but family issues.
Family issues.
It's been, I think the Dotun is married to the band's sister, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they've had this parental, because I remember back in it, like, not back in the day, like say a while back, maybe 3 years ago or something, they had this issue at first, like when they were trying to share custody and arrange custody of their kids and stuff. So I think it's like a 50-50 thing where he's got parental custody.
I think it's still in court or something. From what he's saying. Yeah.
So how come they're denying then? Because his claim is they're denying him access,
yeah? Yeah, he said he waited for almost a year, hoping they go free resolve him somehow. But obviously, they no resolve him. So he's been in court. It's in that court process now.
Mm. Sure.
But I haven't said that, Baba. You want to read some? They wait the number, bro. Make it share number, Jerry. Maybe. Maybe call. You're not going to call the bunch.
I didn't get what you meant by number.
I didn't know what they was going to hit him. This guy they crazy.
I won't call Ski Band, bro.
So you wait for the number,
I've been waiting, bro.
Yeah, same here, bro. I've been refreshing my phone thinking that number was going to come, bro. I said, man, God, why this guy don't want to drop the number, bro?
But imagine that kind of threat, though. Like, if you don't do well, I'm releasing that number. That is crazy.
This is what my man said. He said, Hello, the band. You don't say Niger people, it's a bit tough. Good morning, good afternoon. He said, Hello, the band. I give you and your sister 24 hours, bruv. It's been a couple days now, bruv. I give you and your sisters 24 hours to tell me how you intend to grant me access to my kids. If you don't, I'll put the numbers of every of your family members out. They will call you on my behalf. Bro, we have been waiting, bruv. Then he wrote something in Yoruba. I don't know what was that. Then he said, you, the band, are friends with pastors like Real Jerry Eze. You don't have the same divination as them. You are, you know what? He started going in, bruv. I don't want to say some of the things that he said and everything, bruv. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, bro, listen. Personally, I don't care about the issues you have, my guy, with the whole thing. Just drop the numbers, bro. I want to speak to Ski Band, bro.
I'm telling you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go into the family problems. Well, family problems.
No, man. What's it concern me?
You know what I mean? Family problems is family problems, bro. Nah. You got
business related.
I want to speak to Ski Band, bro.
Yes, mm-hmm.
If you see, the only thing that we ask of you, yeah, if you drop the number of the whole family, just with the numbers, just give you names. You know what I'm saying? So that we know who to call, bruv.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
the band K-Switch as well. I like to speak to K-Switch.
That's a fact too, bro.
Of course, brother.
You go, I mean, so between the both of them, who you go like to talk to? You go talk to K-Switch, I talk to the band, I go talk to the band, you talk to K-Switch.
No, you talk to the band, I talk to K-Switch.
Yeah, and then who you go talk to?
The band, Jules.
No.
Okay, you make her talk to you. Make her talk to the band's sister.
No, bro. Like family issues, bro. We feel sorry for you, bro. The kids and everything, but that's a cross that you have to carry, my guy. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that we ask from this issue is, you know, just drop the numbers, bro.
The numbers.
But I kind of feel for the brother though.
Fam. Don't below this joke
It's a joke, but we need to touch on that side because there are people that are going through real life issues like this, bro. No, we cannot just glance over him.
We don't know. We don't know the insides of it. That's the side of the story. We've not really heard.
Listen, bro.
That's true.
You get me?
You get points.
I cannot relate, bruv. I don't have no kids, bruv.
No, you can't, but hey.
you need to start taking notes. That's what you need to do.
I cannot relate, bruv. Handle your handle, bruv.
No, but before we jump off this topic and before we call it a day, one quick question.
That's me.
Did you guys watch the KSI fight yesterday, last night?
Yeah.
You watch him?
Mm-hmm.
Because my man is saying he got robbed. What do you man think?
Nah, I think there's no way Fury won that fight, bruv, in my opinion.
Yeah, same here as well.
Mm.
He got robbed.
Like, draw at least, but it'll be a win.
No, he got robbed.
Mm-hmm. All right. You think KSI won?
Yes, he won that fight. He won that fight.
I mean, it was a close fight.
It was a close fight, but he won that fight. Mm. And I get what he's saying. If he won that fight, it's gonna put a dent
in boxing because
because Fury, he's trying to get into it. Yeah, and now you have a blogger.
Do you really think they care about that like that though?
They probably don't, bro. The way the federation is right now, the way the sport is right now, they don't
care.
That's
what I'm thinking.
You get me? Like the people that are dominating now are bloggers and everything, bro. You get what I'm saying? And fam, if you looked at yesterday, bro, sold out and everything, man.
These people are doing numbers.
Yeah, doing numbers.
That one was sold out.
KSI, same as, no joke.
Same as my guy's fight as well. Sold out, all of them.
Which one?
Yeah, doing numbers and everything, man.
Logan Paul's fight as well.
Logan beat this guy Shaggy, bro. He beat this guy Shaggy. The guy won't begin to try Taekwondo. He won't begin to try fucking head choke and everything for Ray.
But what they done after the whole thing was, well, I mean, it's misfit, it's not proper boxing, but the whole melee, like everybody jumping in and then
fam, fight. No, bro, they had, that's a real beef.
Yeah. That's, I didn't know, but fam, that, I kind of, okay.
You smacked a fucking microphone on my face. You have been tweeting my girl's photos for like months. It's a real beef. Not be Senna Joko.
Yeah, not proper beef.
Not proper beef, bro.
Because the guy wanted to leave the whole boxing thing and actually rack, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, That's what I'm saying.
You
agreed to do the boxing. Stick to it, bro.
Nah, bro. It's a real
beef. Like, jump for floor. Say, okay, come on. I'm like, yo.
Even Logan Self won't kill him for this.
They were both pissed.
Yeah. You've been tweeting my girl's naked pictures for like months, bro.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Oh, didn't you know this?
Nah. Yeah, but did you actually see some of the pictures?
I saw some of the pictures, yeah. He's been tweeting it and everything.
Yeah, it was a good card though. I'm happy for what these guys are doing.
Totally enjoyed and everything. I doubt if real boxers enjoy it.
It's taking away from the shine, bro.
Yeah, it's fucking up for them and everything.
But it's good for boxing, bruv. Come on, it's making people want to, you know, although, you're watching KSI.
It's pulling a different crowd to boxing.
No. For us, we're enjoying it. But for people that have paid the price and worked all their life, real boxers, it's fucking them up. Mm. The thing is, these guys, they have the clout.
Yep.
They are bloggers with the clout and everything. You know, what they now did was, they now got into boxing and everything and now doing numbers in it. But because I don't have the clout or the type of personality that they have, I'm not gonna be able to drop them type of numbers in there. So it's you know, I get it. I understand both sides. You get what I'm saying? But I kind of feel for real boxers.
You get what
I'm saying? But at the end of the day, bro.
Yeah,
everyone is getting to the bag, bruv.
Yeah. Nah, it was a good KSI, But who even takes Tommy Fury as a proper boxer? He's not a proper boxer in my eye.
He's not in my eyes too.
Yeah,
but I would say KSI is not a proper boxer in my eyes either. But
what do you got? They try you.
Yeah, they try. They told me to. They try.
No. They told them they try. Yeah. They told them they try. You know what I mean? Yeah, fam, should we call it a day, bro?
Yes, call it a day, bro.
Sleepers.
Before we get to that, man, salute to you guys out there, man. For real, as you already know. This is Fresh of the Bow Show. All the freshest around the world, Africa, Niger, Ghana.
Salute everyone.
Everyone, bro. Wherever you are, bro. UK, America, salute to you guys, bro.
Thanks for having us.
You go, I'm saying. Yeah, man. Rocking with us all the way till today, man. Salute to you guys for real, bro. And for people that are just seeing us for the first time, if you have not subscribed, watch the videos. Subscribe. Leave a like. Leave a comment, share it, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Or tell an enemy to tell a friend.
Because they got friends too, bro. You know what I'm saying? And also you can follow us on Instagram. It's right there on the screen and also in the description box. As you already know, it's your boy Toby and your boy Kels and your boy Cole, the three-headed monsters. And as you know, we are getting bigger. And bigger. Who's going first?
Nah, sir, I'll go first. But kick it out with the monster track. Yeah. I say, listen, in my circle, I'm sure you guys know, but this is the best song of the month, bruv.
No, it's a hard tune. It's a hard tune. I don't know the song, but whatever song you want to go with is a hard tune.
I'm going with Odumo, bruv. Yeah. Blood on the dance floor, Odumo.
Is you, boo.
Like, listen, we'll do more Bloody Civilian and Wale, but yo,
let's
that's
do
a
this.
Tune. Come on.
Black shit for life, black shit forever. It's got to be mad that all guns are G records. You get me with the black. Native. All I know is that when I dig up, can hit and go. All I know is that when I been shoot, I hit and go. All I know is that when I dey cock, I hit and go. All they know is that when I been shoot, I hit a ho. So, why they wanna cause more? Put them in the cross. Tough, color be their own. Blood, did it on their own. Tough, so why they wanna bring blood down to my front? Tough, I don't wanna drink more blood on the dance floor. Supposing I falling with my color like this and that. I'm dressed in black. Opportunity no be waiting, I go they look them pass. So I light my pass, light that man with my pumpy. See I got a knot on the monkey. Shake and yash for my money. Odumodu falla follow the cypher country. I go fill my glass, cup, higher cash. Fun, while I fall. Sean, I up on the lost cause. All I know is that when I be cock, I hit and go. All I know is that when I be shoot, I hit the road. All I know is that when I dey cock, I hit and go. All they know is that when I be shoot, I hit the road. So, I don't wanna cause more, put him in the cross. Talk, color be their own. Blood, kill it on their own. Talk, so I don't wanna drink. Blood, down to my front. Talk, I don't wanna drink more, blood on the dance floor.
I be always ex-
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's Odumo Odu Black.
Yep.
On the dance floor from the new album. Just go check that out, man. My dude was spitting, bruv. You get what I'm saying?
As he always does.
Yes, bro. Featuring Bloody Civilian and Wale. Go check that tune out, bruv.
Bad tune.
Yes,
still.
Sir. Cole, who you going with, Cur?
I'm going with a trio. King Perry. Run Town and Shatawale.
Yes, sir.
Dengue.
Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, I said dengue. The dengue. One of your listeners. Oh, yes, I said dengue. December. Brr, bam, 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 when you hear this song.
what do you want from me, my baby? Kill a fed on you. Give you sweet, sweet love. Don't worry. Keep on touching your body. Can you want me? Tell me why, can you want me? Can you want me? So you and I know, in my soul, you be my dealer, you be my dope. Champion lover, in the night though, so you want to feel like tonight.
The dengue. One move your wrist now, oh yeah, the dengue. December. Brr-ra-ba-bam-bam, when you hear this.
Brr-ra-ba-bam-bam. Who don't know that a bad man sound? We pull up on the girl come around. Bad man in a bad man town. Yeah, the dengue. The dengue. Sexy girl, them wine pandem. The dengue. Ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Girl, them wine. Them love the charm and them love the vibe. Bubble up, girl, break that spine. We have them coming in at 20 to 30 to 40.
Hey. The dengue. One move your wrist now, oh yeah, the dengue. December. Ra-ba-bam-bam, when you hear this.
Yes, sir.
Bro, that was major, bro.
Dengue by King Perry. Runtown and Shatawale.
Bad. Shut up. Finish that verse,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, killed it, man. Shout out to Ghana, bro. Shout out to Ghana for real.
Dengue, the big pose.
You get me?
Therefore, put pose there, boy. It's all right.
Yeah. Last but not the least, bro. Yeah. You get me? Grand opening, grand closing. You get me?
Yeah, okay, all right. Yes, let's have it.
Fam, I'm going with my guy, Benson. The best of me. Let's go.
Tune.
Fresh off the boat. Wishing every single one of you a beautiful week ahead.
Yep.
Love you guys.
Yep.
Blessings to your family.
Yes.
To your loved ones.
Yeah.
Be safe out there. Peace.
Yes.
You got the best of me. Who might have said on me? See, I got open up the heavens for me. And put his hands on me. Something ordinary eyes can see. In front of all my enemies. See, Jaja put a table there for me. And put his hands on me. You thought you could've got the best of me. Who might have said on me? See, Jaja open up the heavens for me. And put his hands on me. Something ordinary eyes can see. In front of all my enemies. See, Jaja open up a table for me. Put his hands on me. Something about the weather that I thought I should know. Lately it's been raining, cats and dogs in the cold. Just in case you're talking about a pen game. They don't say my name, I don't like the sound of the joke. Looking at the drippy feet, you know, say choke. And these girls wanna follow me, go. If you don't know, how you gonna know? You don't have to slide this idea. I said, take me well and you play some with my blues. Somewhere I can drink it up in my shoes. That's in my chair, drinking my juice. That's how I do. So take me well and you play some with my blues. Somewhere I can drink it up in my shoes. That's in my chair, drinking my juice. Yeah, yeah, me thanks to. Could've got the best of me. Who might have said on me? Since I got open up the heavens for me. Put his hands on me. Something ordinary eyes can see. In front of all my enemies. Since I can put a table there for me. And put his hands on me. You thought you could've got the best of me. Who might have said on me? Since I open up the heavens for me. And put his hands on me. Something ordinary eyes can see. In front of all my enemies. Since I open up a table for me. Just freeze. Open on the road since morning, but I'm yawning. Would you just leave us? Man, I've been on the road since way before Kanye West said it was Jesus. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is everything diamonds dancing on pieces. Jeez.
dress on with my blues. Somewhere I can drink it pop in my shoes. Lights in my chair, I'm drinking my juice. That's how I do. Take me wide and place on with my blues. Somewhere I can drink it pop in my shoes. Lights in my chair, I'm drinking my juice. Giant me times two. Could've got the best of me. Who might have said on me? See, Jah Jah open up the heavens for me. And put his hands on me. Something ordinary eyes can see. In front of my enemies. See, Jah Jah put a table there for me. And put his hands on me. So you could.
Yep, yep.
Peace.
Love.
Freshest.